This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey AfterBuzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back with another episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. We are on episode 15, Showing Off. We're going to be breaking down Tokyo and Tobias and Keeley, Stevie versus everybody, just Britney versus everybody, and we got some reunion news, so you got to tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Old school Clueless vibes.
We had to take it back for y'all a little bit. Definitely. Now listen, if y'all don't know Clueless, then we can't be friends. We cannot be friends. Welcome back, everybody. For those of y'all who are listening, we are jamming, and you can't see our beautiful faces right now, but, you know, best believe that we're getting down to the sounds of Coolio circa Clueless.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, it's your boy, Richie Sky, in the house. Who do I have with me tonight?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Back again. I'm your host, Kayla Renee.
What's up, Kayla?
Hi, Richie.
How you
doing? Back again.
I know, right? So, listen, it's so crazy. I ran into meeting her for the first time, actually. Yeah. At an event on what?
Saturday.
Yeah. We were supporting the Music Vortex, and we were actually, you know, supporting independent artists. So,
yeah.
You know, it was a great way to actually have a first meeting, and then our second meeting is here. So,
yes,
welcome aboard.
So
welcome aboard.
Nice to see you again.
All right. So, are you a big fan of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
Yes. Like, yeah. I'm all seasons pretty much, but yes. And this season, I'm like, I'm a little disappointed, but I'm it's a lot going on.
I wanted to get your take on the seat before we dive into everything that we need to discuss. I wanted to get your take on, you know, what you're seeing this season so far.
This overall season one, I'm like, Tokyo needs to figure out if she wants to date Tobias or not. If not, let the man be a man and go free. Mm. And then it's like, two, I feel like Erica's like woken up her beastly energy again. And it's like, now she's literally fighting everybody at this point. And I'm just like, I don't know. But I feel like at the same time, it's a little boring, though. I kind of feel like they're kind of like making up storylines at this point to keep like the ratings up and keep like the viewership. Because I don't know.
Interesting. You know, it's been interesting. I mean, what did you think about the whole trip to Houston?
Oh, my gosh. For the Dude Ranch?
Yeah.
That was a hot mess. I'm like, I applaud Rashida for trying to get everybody together. Uh-huh. But, you know, it was too many beefs that were going on while she wanted to take that trip. And it was like, you know, for her store opening or whatever. But it was like, it was too soon. Because it was like, girl, I don't think she knew all the beefs that were going on. You had Tokyo and Spice.
Right.
Then it was like Estelita and Sierra.
Randomly.
Yeah, I'm like, then it was like the guys against Carly, like it was a mess.
Carly stays in some mess. Yes. Okay. So, you know, for y'all who are watching, you know that we are now back in Atlanta. Yes. We've left Houston. So we're gonna dive into a couple of different topics tonight. We're gonna touch on the whole Tokyo and versus Tobias thing, like you talked about. We're gonna add in a little pinch of Keeley as well to, you know, make sure we stir this whole thing up. We're also going to talk about Kirk and, you know, him finally, you know, hanging out with his son and how that came about. We're going to touch on Stevie versus all his little mini dramas with a bunch of different cast members. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to discuss this explosive showcase. I mean, the mess of that. We're also going to talk about the MVP of the episode. So you guys have to stay tuned in for that so you can see who we think, you know, played the most valuable role in the episode. And then we got some news and gossip for y'all about this reunion. So y'all got to tune in until the end, because we got a lot to unpack. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. So
let's get into it.
Let's talk about Tokyo and Tobias first. What did you make of this whole attempt at a reconciliation on Tobias's part?
I'm so tired of it. To be honest, I'm like, Tokyo, Tobias isn't really my cup of tea, but I mean, it is hers, you know, but I'm just like, Tobias, I feel like, is old news at this point. I'm like, you either gonna be with the man or you not. And so it's like, she's still kind of like, oh, I want to see him. But then he shows up with like Keely, and now she's like, oh, get away. We're never doing this again. It's over. Leave me alone. It's like, you being a little dramatic, sis. Like, but she's a little younger too, though. So it's like, I don't know. If you dating an older man, you got to stand your ground. I think he is older. He got to be older than 23, because Tokyo's 23.
Is he?
I feel like he got to be at least like 25, 26. We got to look that up, but I think he's older.
I don't know, because I don't, honestly, outside of, you know, I don't really feel like I know much about him.
Yeah.
I can't really feel that invested in him, because I feel like they just too new for me.
Yeah, he's like a music producer, but it's like, we don't know
what he does. Yeah. I can't, because I couldn't remember. I could not remember what he did. Okay, but knowing that, do we know any of his hits? If y'all know of any of Tobias's hits, please let us know in the comments or tweet us or whatever y'all need to do. Let us know, because I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of songs on the radio, so who knows what it might be. Here's what I think. In his attempt to apologize, what he did was add in an unexpected element that he didn't need to, like, you don't need to pile something else on to something that when you need to be the one reconciling. Yeah. If you want, okay, so like, how much sense that make? I'm trying to reconcile with you, but I bring in somebody else you don't even like and ain't never had no history with to add to this whole apology. Like, it's at my event.
Yeah.
Like, I just got off the stage performing my little two-step, and now I got to come back and you bring in somebody else backstage to me. And had to be the most horrible green room I've ever seen.
The worst. But yeah, Keely showed up really apologetic. She was like, oh, you know, like, Tokyo, you did a great job. I think she thinks that Tokyo's a great performer. But it's like, I think, I don't know, Tokyo's just...
she's a great performer? This is a relevant question. No look,
like, I ain't bumping her tracks, to be honest. Like, I'm like, she's not on my Apple iTunes playlist, nothing, no.
As a DJ, I do sometimes spin that Go Best Friend song. I do. Because people, I mean, they like it. They know it, you know what I'm saying? And they're often surprised that a DJ is actually playing it. But then they play it, and then they tend to go off. So it's like, you know, it works for the clubs.
I think so, yeah, because I'm like, no, I heard it in 2016 or 2015 when it first debuted, and that was it.
You ain't like it?
I didn't hear it after that, because I think I like Young Thug's version better than the original.
Ooh.
And I think she was
Tobias
like...
Tobias Tate you guys were talking about?
Yeah.
And I think she was... According to Wiki, it says that he is 36.
Lies.
Oh, wow. So actually, like, we just got a word in right now. So Tobias is 36, y'all, dating a 23-year-old.
Okay, let me do some math. So,
according to my calculations,
right. So this is, let's just put this in real life talk. Tobias equal 36. Tokyo equal 23.
Mm-hmm.
Keely equals probably 40 something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot
Why
of this is not
like
adding
that?
Up.
Why should be like 35?
I actually like Keely. I really do. It's just in some scenes she look older, in some scenes she look younger. It's the hair.
I feel like it's with everybody though, because Rashida looks a little older sometimes. Mimi looks a little older sometimes. Jocelyn looks a little older sometimes. Their age comes out a little bit in some scenes, different angles.
You're right. Depending on the look. So this is my calculations. Okay, he's 36. She's 23, and she not having sex with him.
That's
Listen,
13 years.
Come on now. Like, I don't know. I could be off base, but if he is the 36-year-old man we are investigating him to be, then and she is the 23-year-old virgin that she is, I don't understand how this is working.
I don't either.
Because I don't know that many 36-year-old men who are going to just date somebody without having any type of sexual relations for a long period of time.
The crazy thing about it is now that we found out he is 36, his actions literally are justified by it, like they're by everything now. Like, I honestly, I'm not surprised that he was out on dates with Spice, because I think Spice is a little older too. So it's like he pretty much hanging out with people in his own, you know, age bracket.
And Spice looked like she'll give it up. I mean, I'm not even like, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying she just looks like she would be more of a sexual person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, likely to have a good time.
She from the islands too.
That's I'm like, what I'm trying to say.
Like, you know what they say about them island gals.
So that's, and this, listen, this is not a generalization or a judgment, but it is based on, you know, things that we know to be true.
Yeah.
Some of us experience those things ourselves. Anyway. So now I'm looking at the fact that Keely being of 42 is beefing with Tokyo, who's all of 23.
Half her age, yeah.
It's like, this don't work.
It's not. That's why I feel like, that's what I was saying earlier. I just feel like these storylines and at these points, these conversations are kind of pointless. And it's like, now we know that they're never going to reconcile anymore. But I'm just like, Keely, you arguing with a 23-year-old. I'm like, it kind of says a lot about her character.
Right.
You need to be at home with your son, sis.
Ooh.
I feel like everybody on here got a bunch of kids, and it's like, y'all need to be at home with the kids. It's too much drama for y'all to be out here. You know what I mean? I don't want to be 13, 14, 15.
You don't want the daddy to see him.
That too. And then it's like, now you giving the daddies more reasons to take you to court. You know what I mean? To get more custody. It's going to be, it's just bad.
You're right.
It's just bad.
It is bad all around. And, you know, speaking of kids, I'm glad you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Because Kelsey, daughter of Kirk, not daughter of Rashida, mm-hmm. but quasi-daughter of her, brings Kirk to the park to talk to him about the fact that she met up with Jasmine mm-hmm. and the baby. And she's encouraging Kirk to spend more time with the baby.
Yeah.
Who is all of 2 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's calculate some more. Okay, so it's been a minute since Kirk has spent some time with this child.
It's so unfortunate.
Kelsey has orchestrated a surprise meeting mm-hmm. with the son.
He was so bamboozled and thrown off.
Literally. Literally. And so now I'm thinking to myself, like, was that a good thing, right?
Yeah.
That was a good thing. I was thinking it was a good thing too. And so what do you make of him and them trying to integrate this family? Because with this topic, we can also involve Rashida too and her reaction, because she actually ends up seeing the photo that Kelsey took on the Instagram.
Yeah, before she even seen Kirk.
Now, I'm a little mad at Kelsey, if I'm Rashida, too. I'm a little mad at her.
Why?
Because Kelsey works in the store.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot that was her source of income.
I implore you, Kelsey. So, you at some point in time could have said to me, hey, listen, let me just put the word out to you. I'm going to try to do some shit. I'm got some shenanigans going on over here.
Yeah.
And it involves my daddy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She could have said that. And the fact of the matter is, when Rashida was working with that trainer, she got real upset at mm-hmm. Rashida for entertaining this man who was quite possibly attracted. So mm-hmm. I just feel like I would be a little bit like, yo, what's up? Like, nobody gonna tell me anything?
Yeah, Kelsey need to make up her mind for one. But but for two, yeah, everybody was a little blindsided. But it's like, I kind of feel like her intentions were pure, you know what I mean? Because one, it's long overdue. Kirk, you got about like 3, 4, 5 kids anyway. That it's like, if you have an interaction with all of them, you need to have this interaction with this son too. Because it's like, you got yourself in that situation, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, her approach was a little weird to kind of blindside him. But it was like, what else was he going to do? Because it was like, how many times did Jasmine need to pop up for you to go see us? Saying and it's 2 now, like, what, you gonna wait another like 10-15 years? And this, like, the stuff that he said on TV about Jasmine and even about Cannon himself is like, Cannon's gonna see this when he grows up, and he's probably gonna have some type of resentment towards Kirk for literally doing all of this stuff on live TV for one. And then it's like, why are you feeling some type of way about coming to see me? I'm your son too. I didn't ask to be here, you know what I mean? He gonna be salty like 50 Cent son.
Great reference. What do you think about Rashida and her stance in this? Like, in my mind, I'm listening to her confront him about, you know, seeing this on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm asking myself, would I, if I were her, want to go see this baby?
Yeah, if I was in Rashida's shoes, I honestly wouldn't. Like, I feel like she handled that situation really well. She was like, you know, you can go take this time and do what you need to do and handle that with Jasmine and Cannon and, you know, have the kids meet him or whatever they need to meet their little brother.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't feel like that's my time and place to step up and try to be like, oh, I'm stepmommy of the year now. Right, you know what I mean? Like, because it's still, you know, she's probably still trying to, like, patch up her wounds or whatever. So I'm like, I feel like she took a good standpoint on that by taking a step back.
I mean... Yeah, I agree. I was just trying to figure out, like, that's a hard position to be
in. It is.
Number one, you got to forgive this man if you truly want to move beyond. But, like, I mean, serious, like, it's one of those situations where, like, okay, if you're saying if he's moved back into the house, you know, and he's clearly probably sleeping in the bedroom.
They are, because they were sleeping together at the Duke Ranch.
Okay. So, if you look at it like that, so you gotta, if you're gonna take this person back, you gotta forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
But you have this constant reminder of this affair in the form of the son.
Yeah. I kind of feel like, I kind of feel like they just stopped, they need to have it just black and white and stop having all this gray area in the middle. Because remember, before it was like Rashida was putting down the tape, she was trying to divide up the house, not letting Kirk be in the house anymore, taking the key away. But it's like, sis, you can't be putting everybody through all these theatrics, going through all of these motions, and then at the end of the day, you're still sleeping with the man. And you're still going to accept him for all of his baggage. Like, Rashida, it's either you're going to let this man go, and you know what I mean? Like, because I would have left Kirk at this point. It was like, isn't this like the, what, the third or fourth time that he done did something on Rashida now? And it's like, you still with him? Like, I would have been like, no, at this point, he would have got left. And then it's like, nah, if not, then you kind of do need to just go with the, roll with the punches at this point. Like, let the man do that. Because it's like laying down all the tape and stuff, he was trying to fool us.
Well,
and I'm not fooled at all.
I was trying to save this for our news and gossip section because I needed to get a, because we are packed with a lot of news and gossip. But I have heard that there is another woman who has stepped forward claiming that Kirk is the father.
Oh, Lord, you've got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
No lie. At this point, that, I mean, you know, reading it online, they would just, like, throw the whole man away.
At this point, throw the whole marriage away, the whole union, because it's like...
That's what I, to your point, like, I don't know how I would have gone back to that situation.
At this point, you can clearly see that Kirk does not respect Rashida in any aspect, shape, or form, because it's like... If he's still out here doing this, and it's like, when are we going to find out? I wonder when we're going to find out if this is really true or not. Because it took us like 2 seasons to find out if Kirk was like the father of this kid, and now we just now finding out. So I wonder how long it's going to take. But Rashida, I would be so disgusted for her if she literally stays with this man after all of this. He's going to continue to keep cheating.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And are you just going to keep taking him back at this point? That's the question. And in my mind, I'm like, Rashida, like, clearly... You have some good business acumen.
Yes.
And I can't believe it. I would hesitate to believe that that's all Kirk. What I'm thinking is, like, girl, you need to just go ahead and take all your press, you know, let that be your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Find you a hero and, like, leave this man, because I feel like he just got too many other things going on outside.
Definitely.
And then who are these girls that are throwing it at him?
They're all strippers. I feel like they've all been strippers. They've all kind of been people, you know, probably with low self-esteem, low morals or whatever. And it's like, oh, what? It's a baller in a club tonight.
We got somebody.
Well, because I think he's making
throwing
money.
Up all that press money.
Yeah, look, he's spending all Rashida's money on these strippers and they coming back pregnant.
That's insane.
She paying for them to get together. Look, sis, you might get your coins together, girl.
She got to do something, because I just feel like this whole situation is bananas.
And I just think, on top of that, I think Kirk is like a sugar daddy, ain't he? I think Kirk is like in his 40s and Rashida's like late 30s, because I'm like, he had a bunch of kids, he was like married I think before he got with Rashida and then like got divorced and now they like remarried. So I'm like, he's been around the block a few times before Rashida even came in his life. So I'm like, girl, you don't need to be staying with this grown man like that.
This man don't even walk around like a boss.
He don't.
Like, I mean, I'm not knocking him, but I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna listen, I talk about Stevie a lot,
mm-hmm.
but Stevie walks around like a boss.
That's true. His demeanor.
His demeanor is that, so that I can see women, you know, falling all over him. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's what I'm kind of saying. Like, I can't necessarily see that with Kirk.
I think it's the swag. he has like Stevie kind of has that swagger. I think it is the walk, you know, the talk, that smooth criminal type of thing. But yeah, Kirk.
I don't know why I don't see it.
That uncle in your family who got a little bit of money that comes to the barbecue, but it's like he's trying to be a little flashy, but he not, and you just kind of like, Uncle Kirk, sit down somewhere.
Like in terms of TV presence, I just don't see it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't either. That's just me. But what I do want to tell you guys is really quickly, because I know you are loving seeing us, and we did pull it together today. If you are watching us on YouTube, please know that you can also listen to us on iTunes.
Yes.
Now, great. You're going to be missing exactly what we look like, our facial expressions, our hand movements, all of that stuff. However, you can still get tune in while you're driving. You can listen while you're exercising. You can listen while you're doing a bunch of other things and still get your daily and weekly fix of all the AfterBuzz TV shows. So please continue to tune in, rate, and subscribe, and share it on iTunes as well. Okay?
Definitely.
All right. So jumping back in to talk about Stevie, since we just finished talking about him and, you know, all his swag. So word gets back to him that BK had an instance with Estelita.
Here comes Stevie, Captain Save a
Hope.
That's
what this is going. I'm not calling her that, but that's what I was going. Y'all knew it. So he
definitely tried to come to the rescue, because it was like, oh, Sean Garrett, he thought he was coming in there for some production thing. Like, yeah, I had to let you know I'm working with Erica. He was like, well, she can sing.
Speaking of singing, I want to go back, because when we first got into that scene, it was because Estelita was shooting her video.
Okay, yes.
What did you think? If I had been thinking, we could have done that song, Patrona. That's her single, I think. I don't know if it's out or not, but if so, go download it on iTunes or whatever y'all do. But
it was giving
me, what'd you think about it?
It was giving me lullaby vibes.
It was like heavily auto-tuned or something, right?
Yeah, it was very saturatedly over-tuned. And I was just like, oh, okay. But I was just like, I still feel like she's on that same spectrum as Jocelyn. And it's like, I wasn't even here for Jocelyn's music. So I don't think I'm here for the Panamanian princess goddess.
Let's compare the two.
I don't know, because I'm like, now we got the Puerto Rican princess, the Panamanian goddess. Like, what's going to be next?
Whose music do you think is better?
Please, look, I wish I had some tea to sip too on that one to, like, delay my response, because I'm not here for any of it.
New poll alert! For y'all who are watching, please let us know in the comments whose music you like better. Jocelyn or Estelita.
Look, once again, they're not on my iTunes playlist either, so I'm like, I've honestly never heard a song, and I honestly didn't take the time out to listen to it.
We got some fans out there who I'm sure listen. Okay, so back to what we're talking about. So Stevie decides to go visit Sean, and conveniently, BK's there. I thought BK was a producer.
That's so staged. Look, it's like he was in a booth trying to rap.
Is he a rapper? Like, is he a ghostwriter?
I don't know. I'm still waiting to find out what he is, too, because I'm just like, everybody's all over the place, but I guess you're trying to be a jack of all trades at this point, but...
True.
Eh.
Whatever it takes for the scene.
It was all scripted. Get in the booth, BK. We need to hear you spit it. 2 bars.
So, Stevie, I mean, honestly, you know, he just basically man-to-man kind of confronts, you know, BK or whatever. What'd you think about the whole situation?
That was so tired. That situation was so tired. I don't think Stevie's came to anybody's defense, like any female that he's been messing with on the show. But all of a sudden now, in the heat of the moment, because I kind of feel like in BK's defense, he was defending his woman at that time. He wasn't going to let Sierra get jumped, you know right. what I mean? Or beat up by anybody. And then it was like Estelita kind of started popping off at the mouth like, da-da-da-da, I'm going to tell Stevie when we get back to Atlanta. And he was pretty like, you ain't going to do nothing, B, or whatever, you know? And she was like, what? Did you just call me that? You know what I mean? But she was calling him one too, though. So it's like, you kind of just need to rewind the whole track and Stevie just needs to go back and see what happened. But it's like, he's trying to be, definitely Captain Save at Home. And it was like, you could have saved that whole apology, Stevie. You did not need to go waste your time and go down there to check this man. Because it's like, y'all pretty much, beefing over a female? And it's like BK was saying, like, that's exhausting. Like, who wants to do that?
Two things that I found interesting in that scene. The first thing that I found interesting, I felt in my spirit like BK did a lot of talking in his interview, but not a lot of, like, he did a lot of backpedaling in his apology to Stevie when they were face to face. So that was kind of interesting. The second thing that I noted that was interesting to me was that Stevie called Estelita his woman.
He did.
So in my mind, I was like, oh, what?
They go together?
Are they... you know,
admitted that they are.
But are they, you know, does she got a clamp on it? That's what I want to know.
She might. That may be her little beefcake, y'all.
Well, we need to do some investigating to find that out. Speaking of Estelita and clamps and things that she does, she had a showcase.
Finally, look.
She finally has this showcase and she performs
that same tired song, y'all.
The song, I really could not tell whether or not that was the radio version that was playing or her performing live. I don't know. Regardless, whatever, she did it and she proud of herself and she did it for herself. Power to the people.
Yeah.
And then it's a whole mess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the mess is occurring behind the group that's filming. Because Erica is getting into it with Savannah, Stevie's daughter, over a text that Erica sent because, and we're going to see more of this later, I think, because Sean told Erica that Stevie said that she couldn't sing.
Correct. So I'm like, but Erica, at the same time, sis, you know you can't sing. you know it's been a little scratchy. The voice needs a little tea and honey a little bit. But but I'm like, she's attempted. Remember, she's attempted to sing with Rich Dollaz. Mm-hmm. Then it was like she kind of had a little attempt with Jazzy Faye. And it's like, now you're working with Sean Garrett and you still don't have a hit. It's like, and it's like, but Carly was kind of right, though. It's like Sean Garrett's kind of attracted to anybody that has, you know, some female genitalia because... it's like he's trying to work with all of them, but where's the hit, sis? Like,
right, where the songs at? And Sean, listen.
And Sean Garrett's really good, though.
Sean Garrett is a legit, like, songwriter and producer.
He's epic, yes.
Like, he has hits and hits and hits and hits. I mean, we're talking, like, Britney-level hits and Beyoncé-level hits. You know what I'm saying? We're talking, like, A-list celebrities. So, in my mind, it's like, surely you could write these women a hit in your sleep. But where they at?
I think it's I think it's just a storyline. Like Mona's like, hey, pretend.
No, let me say something like this. Y'all want me to do the storyline? Give me the song.
Yes.
Give me the song. Storyline.
You can't be going off of false hopes.
Like, no, you can't.
Dreams. Like, yeah, we gonna get this. We gonna get this.
Because now
studio.
We all waiting.
Yeah, and then it's like, when have Sean and Erica even been in the studio? Like, are we gonna see that later, or like, what's happening with this? Because I can't see like how she got so defensive, and it's like. You don't have anything to back this up though, sis. So it's like, you getting mad. I don't know. I don't know why you're so angry.
You know, we need to go back and find a snippet of that Erica Mena
when she
song
was singing
a
cappella. Y'all, when she was
I
in
really
a
want to find that at
oh,
some point so we can play that for you guys just to see if we, you know, just to refresh our memory.
That was the clip where she was supposed to have.
It's a song by Erica Mena.
Wasn't it supposed to be Olivia's song that Rich Dollaz had for her? And then
it was Erica's song.
Yes, yeah, that is it. The song. Y'all, we may have a clip of Erica singing. You would only make me cry. Should have known you were too good to be true. Should have known I was so good for you. No one ever made me feel this way. I lost myself for you from the very first day. Now I'm not feeling so I'm ready for now.
That was Erica Mena's hit record.
Y'all, if I had kids, I would definitely play that song at night to put my kids to sleep. Y'all, listen to this. Where do we go from here?
On
y'all gonna go to sleep.
Repeat. That's... on repeat. Thank you so much for that. That just made my night. It really did. It just brought. It just gave me new life. So. There's the whole beef with that. Then, on cue, just Britney enters the scene.
You know how staged that was for her to come in at that exact moment? Like, y'all, I came in, they ruined my showcase. I'm here to ruin theirs. And I did just that in a matter of 0.25 seconds. Because that was real fast and real quick.
I mean, next thing you know, it's Estelita, it is Erica, it's Keely, and then randomly Spice is running up to the stage, yeah. And Erica's pouring champagne in a shoe.
And then it was like the shoe that she poured the champagne in
was Spice's.
Louis Vuitton's, y'all, and it was such a cute powder blue shoe. She was like, Erica, that's my shoe. It was like, you know how embarrassing this is.
And we end the episode on that hot mess. Like, what the heck? Like, I mean, in my mind, it's like, this girl come running up into the venue unannounced. I would have paid her dust. Like, yeah. Is she still being paid by y'all? Like, yeah. For real? Because I had forgot she was even on the show.
I did too. It's like they bring her in every random, like every so random.
And I hate that wig. I hate it.
Oh my gosh. If I see that orange Ronald McDonald wig one more time, I'm like, I think that's her brand at this point in time. But since she's a different color, we already had Jessica with the bright pink. She already retired that. Now that she's a new mom and stuff like that, she went back to, you know, neutral 1Bs and 2s and natural hair colors. But now with that orange wig, it's not Halloween, sis. We're still a few months out. I'm not here for it.
Okay. you thrill me. Let's get into our special segment.
Yes.
What I do on some shows that I host on here is we do an MVP of the episode. So that's most valuable player, right? Okay. So for those of you who are listening and watching, what we do is we determine who added the most to this episode, right?
Okay.
And you guys can play along with us. You can also add in your MVP by commenting in the under the video, okay?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first because I'm still trying to think about like who stood out the most because I'm like, I'm over everybody at this point.
Let me see.
Big Snoop D-O-Dub.
Ow! I am going to give this, for this episode, the most valuable player. I'm actually going to give it to Stevie.
Stevie?
I'm going to give it to Stevie this episode because, you know, again, I like when, like, dudes just like go handle the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say what you want about Stevie, but I do feel like when it comes to the other guys on the show, he squares up with them face to face. Like it ain't no talking. It's just like I'm going directly to this person. I'm gonna handle it. I'm gonna get straight to the point. I'm also gonna give it to him for letting his daughter read his DMs. Like that's a dangerous situation because Lord knows what's in those DMs.
Okay. Especially but, Stevie's DMs.
Listen, and the daughter is like going ham on his behalf. So for me, I feel like he might take it for this episode.
To be honest, you know, and now that I'm thinking about it, I might actually give my MVP to Sierra. I feel like right now, like that Rick Ross, but it's like, I kind of feel like she finally got herself together this episode. It's like so much before she was still egging Shooter on, still trying to figure out this stuff with BK. And I feel like finally this episode, she was a grown woman about her situation, finally got her divorce taken care of. She was ready to sign them papers. And I feel like I'm proud of her. And it was like, she came to Tokyo's defense and it was like still trying to bring her man together. And it's like, you know, doing these positive vibes or whatever. And I feel like she's kind of getting a little change of hope. So I'm like, I'll give Sierra my MVP this episode.
Okay.
Be a little different.
I'm not mad at that. So now that we have discussed who our MVPs are, we actually have a comment right now.
Yes. So Lisa Morris, 1966, says her MVP is actually going to be Stevie's daughter also.
His daughter. Come through. Because she did make a statement.
Yeah.
And I feel like it wouldn't be long before we actually see her joining the cast.
But see, to be honest, too, I'm like, if my dad was actually going through that, too, I'd probably come to my dad's defense also.
I really can't say that I blame her.
No man is going to hit a woman, but it's like, if you popping off that much at the mouth and you calling my dad like a bee and all type of stuff or whatever.
I'll handle it.
Like, yeah.
That was what she was thinking.
You can catch these hands also, miss. Like,
it would be interesting to see her become a part of the cast because I do feel like it is... It wouldn't be a bad thing because I feel like at one point in time, Rich Dollaz, who's made an appearance at the end of this episode randomly, was his daughter was a part of the New York cast at one point. So I feel like that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, Savannah can definitely hold her own.
It looks like she can.
Savannah be ready to pop off.
She got a nice little look too, so I feel like she could do well on the show. Let's get into some news and gossip really quickly. AfterBuzz TV News. All right, so apparently, you know, you guys know that the season is coming to a close very soon, right? Because we're making way for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood to come back, I think on July 23rd, I believe. So the reunion is around the corner, and it does feel like the season is winding down. Mm-hmm. So we got a little bit of reunion gossip. Ooh. Y'all want to hear it? Y'all want to hear it?
So apparently, this tea, Richie.
Yes, apparently the reunion was filmed on June, I believe, 7th of this, so this month. And according to sources, Erica and Stevie J had the biggest blow up of the reunion.
I believe it.
And according to sources, he actually tried to fight her.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
He actually tried to fight her. And some are saying that Stevie had some derogatory things to say about Erica's son too. So that should be interesting to see. What do you make of that?
That's definitely going to be interesting. One, I'm literally so tired of everybody on this season bringing somebody's kids into the situation. It was like, remember Erica already popped off at just Britney about talking about her son, telling her she needed to go home and be a better parent and stuff like that. But I'm like, it's, you gotta always leave the kids out of it. Remember, like, you was already at her throat for messing with your daughter. So it's like, now you're gonna come bring her son into it. Now you're actually getting your hands dirty with the situation. And it's like, now, and I don't know if I can, look, now we, I don't know if we can be Team Stevie anymore, because I don't respect it. But yeah, I'm like, I believe it there at that reunion, because she was calling him all types of bees and like, I will make you my bee and you gonna be a bee and all type of stuff like that. So I'm like, what, sis? She was talking out the side of her neck, and I'm like, to see Richie Dallas coming back in for a hot second.
They
we'll
love
see.
A crossover.
Okay.
The other bit of news about the reunion is who didn't and who did show up. So people were concerned that, you know, we wouldn't see Tommy again, and we will actually see her at the reunion. She does make an appearance. And someone who we won't see at the reunion is Jessica Dime, obviously, because, you know,
new
of
mom.
The baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I wonder, is Tommy going to be drunk or...
You know what? It's too soon to say.
We'll see.
It's too soon. Ooh. But I have seen her running around on Instagram with what looks like an alcohol monitor on her ankle.
And a new boo. Yes. And a new younger boo.
I cannot remember Ian Connor. Is that his name?
Yes.
Ian Connor. So it is, they're allegedly dating. So, you know, who knows what that's about? Who knows? I don't even know how old she is, but.
I think Tommy is 36, if I'm not. She's either 32 or 36. One of like.
Okay. How old is he?
In her 30s. Do we know? I think he's a little young tyke. Because like everybody's kind of saying she's got the Black China syndrome going on right now. So he's a little younger, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, in other news, today was a sad day for Tokyo Vanity because she apparently lost her grandmother. And the funeral, I think, services were today. So everybody send out your condolences to Tokyo, and
definitely.
We also wish her the best here as well.
Definitely.
Any predictions that you have? Any predictions for next week?
I honestly think I see Erica falling for Richie again. It kind of looked like she wasn't bothered on the little teaser of next episode, but I always feel like Erica kind of has a soft spot for Richie. Yeah, it's always been her kryptonite. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I want to know what about Richie attracts all of these women. I don't know if it's the beefcake or the music producing skills that are non-existent because we don't ever see anything, or... I don't know, but I honestly feel like she's going to fall in that Rich Dollar trap.
Probably. You know, I don't know what to expect from the rest of this season because I feel like we're at the home stretch.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure where there is to go, but I do feel like we're going to see, and as we did see in the preview, that Tommy does make a return.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to see what becomes of that. And I would love to see, like, if she does have a drinking problem, how she's going to turn that tide.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like, to a certain degree, a lot of us root for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be interesting to see.
Yeah. Like, I also want to add, I kind of want to think that Erica and Estelita's friendship is going to be tested because, you know, Stevie is her man. And so it's like, that's her stepdaughter kind of low-key. So it's like, you going to choose your family or you going to choose your best friend? So I think their relationship is going to be tested, and it might be a little blowout, a little debacle.
I definitely see that, especially if the rumors are true and Erica and Stevie did try to fight Erica at the reunion. I don't think that friendship is going to last very long.
It's not, because Estelita is definitely going to choose Stevie, because that's her coin. That's her bag. She got to secure that bag, and she's trying to secure that man in that ring. So
that part.
We'll see.
We will definitely see. You guys make sure to keep tuning in to us each and every week, because we're breaking down the episodes like only we can.
Yes.
I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Scott. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Scott. Where can they find you?
Yes. And once again, I'm your host, Kayla Renee. And you can find me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee.
And we are on the only AfterBuzz TV. So make sure you guys continue to watch, rate, comment, and tune in to all of our other AfterBuzz TV shows and all of our other networks. We will see you guys here, right here next week, all right?
Same time.
Same time, same place. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.